Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Eugene. Thank you so much for tuning in to Test today. Let's get to it with today's topic, Feldenkrais. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is a first-of-its-kind artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker. You can now convert any blog post or article into a full-length professional-sounding podcast and share it with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't make them sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to it in the car, in the gym, while running, when they take the dog for a walk, while sitting in their cubicle pretending to work. And let's face it, they will listen while sitting on the toilet. So for your users' sake, make your content easier to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today and learn how your content can become easier to consume on the go. Born and developed by a Caucasian judo master, trained by Kano, the founder of judo, Moshe knew how to promote organic learning. Method is an approach that works with the ability of the nervous system to change to learn new movement patterns, feelings, and thought patterns. This principle emerged as a martial art and survival technique and is used in many aspects of our learning, not only in the martial arts, but also in our daily lives. The Feldenkrais method pursues an innovative approach to body perception that can drastically improve functional movement. She uses physical exercise to focus learning on the connection between thinking and acting. The method has been described by the International Association of Certified Martial Arts Instructors (IACA) as a system of movement awareness education that focuses on learning to move well. The method was developed by Dr. Moshe Feldenkrais and is based on his research on the effects of physical exercise on body perception. The method was based on his study of the human body and its interaction with the environment. The Feldenkrais method (R) is intended to help people whose ability to move is limited by age, injury, or illness. Similar to Tai Chi or gentle yoga, the awareness through movement lessons use slow, mindful movement to achieve powerful effects. There are lessons that are directly related to safe lifting of objects, efficient walking, and improving posture, sitting and standing. After an injury, the entire body often absorbs the injury and adopts a protective mode of movement. Feldenkrais enhances body awareness, improves movement, reduces pain, and promotes general well-being. The Feldenkrais method is a somatic, body-oriented intervention designed to help people reconnect with their bodies and find ways to move more efficiently. Therapists use touch and tissue manipulation to gently guide the body through subtle, precise movements that help muscles work better. Although this approach is primarily physical in nature, physical changes such as functional improvements are likely to have positive effects in all areas of a person's life. This can help the person to increase their vitality and coordination and achieve a better overall well-being. People seeking treatment for a range of mental health problems may find the Feldenkrais method useful as a complementary approach. People can undergo treatment or therapy in conjunction with other therapies such as cognitive behavioral therapy (CBT). Students are often referred to a variety of alternative treatments for mental and physical health problems, with emphasis on the pedagogical focus of this approach, such as the use of cognitive behavioral therapy, and other alternative therapies, in a single lesson, also known as functional integration. Each student has an individual curriculum. On the other hand, AG class, also called awareness through movement, is tailored to the individual learning needs of the student. In this class, the teacher guides the students through a series of exercises such as sitting on a chair, walking, running, jumping, and sitting, with gentle, non-invasive touch, and guides the movements with gentle and non-invasive touch. The teacher guided the movements of the students and guided them in the same way as in one of the GROUP classes called Functional Integration (R) or PHI (R). The intention of touch was to explore the way we react to touch and movement and to have a better understanding of how we can direct and control movement. I was fully clothed and sat or lay on a low table while the practitioner touched and moved me in a gentle, non-invasive way. As described by Nick, the Feldenkrais method is a method to learn how to move better by being more sensitive to your body and gaining the ability to move with less effort. You will learn to reorganize your neurophysiology into new and expanded functional motor patterns that lead to improved movement. This method uses experience, exercise, and curiosity to build a better behavior not only for yourself, but also for others around you. The Feldenkrais method describes organic learning that enables the student to develop better physical habits through exercise. As people become more confident, they will often be able to incorporate more of their body into their movements and experience an increased sense of physical and emotional functioning. This mind consciousness develops over time through experience habits and also becomes a part of students who develop better mental and physical health as well as a better understanding of themselves and others, by incorporating subtle movements and focused attention, the method seeks to improve overall human function by harnessing the human body's ability to adapt to sensory interventions and its ability to perceive itself. This is considered essential to the effectiveness of the approach and contributes to its effectiveness. The Feldenkrais method, developed by Moshe Feldenkrais in the mid-19th century and introduced by his son Rabbi Yosef at the University of California, San Diego in 1999, is based on the principles of human development integrated into physics and biomechanics. The basic principles of human development are integrated into the physics of Byom Chan. This was Feldenkrais, by test, and this was episode number 1. My name is Eugene Daniels, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.